Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one, only you beneath the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from mighty Manhattan, old gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra.
And speaking of songs, we've got trunks full of songs tonight. So without further ado, I'll inhale a little December oxygen and exhale a few opening notes. Axel, pack up the pull motor and the old gold musical squad, and we'll venture forth into radio land. The weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Axel, as usual, a pleasure to sing a start all arrangement.
Well, thanks, Frank. But say, what's this I hear about you singing at the Waldorf Astoria?
And what, may I ask, is wrong with warbling at the Waldorf?
Isn't that a pretty fancy place for you to be working?
Listen, kid, I was born in Oak, and fancy places are a dime a dozen to me here.
Lay off the malarkey and tell me some more about your job at the Waldorf.
Well, Axe, I'm singing in the Wedgwood Room.
Why do they call it the Wedgwood Room?
Well, if they could wedge in one more customer, they would.
Is it really that crowded, Frank?
Crowded, he says. The only reason why they hired me is on account of I'm so thin. They wanted a Crosby, but that would have meant taking out another table. Crowded, he says. I even have to sing into a skinny microphone.
How do they work it out there at the Waldorf, Frank? Is the dancing separate from the eats?
Well, Axe, they have a kind of a combination deal. You get a box lunch and three square dances for 89 cents and Emil Coleman and his piano.
That's a little too stiff for me, but I would like to catch your act. What songs do you sing?
Well, if you'll beat it back to your baton, I'll babble a ballad by way of illustration. Friend's a tune that's good for a lift anytime, anywhere, from the Waldorf Astoria to Brown's Hotel.
Watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellows look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime. I never even make a game. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird.
City, New York, December 5th, 1945. Open letter to Santa Claus. Dear Santa, overnight you have become the most famous personality in America. Your fan mail is terrific. Your popularity overwhelming. We know that your task is not easy, that your day is long and your burden heavy. We know that one day at Macy's basement can bring you many, many little annoyances. But please, Santa, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? And Santa, here's a PSA.
When clocks start to gather and they get you in a lather, breaking down your normability, it is neither wise nor proper for a gent to blow his topper. Why be irritated, light and OG?
Yes, light and old gold. For comfort, for pleasure. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness, the pleasure of luxurious flavor. You see, Old Golds are specially conditioned with a unique moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor and bouquet, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco. Latakia, imported from the Mediterranean and blended with golden domestic tobaccos, to give you a tastier, friendlier smoke. Yes, by all means, light an Old Gold and enjoy the comfort, the pleasure of a truly great cigarette.
Oh, since I got me a cigarette with Latakia, nothing seems to jar my serenity. For a future bright and sunny, try a smoke with apple honey. Why me irritated and light?
OG. Yes, light an OG. And hey, close cover before striking match, please. While the Pied Pipers are right here handy, let's give them the old third degree and make them confess the title of their tune for tonight, shall we?
We've got a tune that rhymes with snow.
And Papa's knows when it's aglow.
Turn the lights down, soft and low.
For Mexico's tune, Tampico.
Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, that's a place for you to go, Tampico, Tampico, where the big fat boats are gone, Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
If you are planning a trip, come down to Tampico way, those lovely tropical seas will make you want to stay.
Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go.
The temperature's very high, so when I'm out in the May, don't try to get too romantic, at 110 that's frantic.
Hey, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico, Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go.
The movie critics on there advise the people to see the greatest Mexican film.
In Brooklyn grows a tree.
Hey,
jive.
A native greets you at six.
Give me five.
Hey, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, that's the place to go. We're getting sick of the song. You must be, needless to say, it's your repetition so long to sing much more today. Hey, Tampico, oh, Tampico, on the bright blue Gulf but west of Mexico.
Scratch my back and call me itchy. What a thing and a half that was, Pipers. That went over like a flock of ducks. Say, Junie Hutton, are you busy right now?
No, but I could be. What'd you have in mind?
Christmas shopping.
Oh, that.
Oh, please, Junie. I gotta go out and buy presents for the old gold mob, you know, and you gotta help me. Say, I wonder what Axel needs.
I don't know, but it isn't a snood.
Well, let's knock off from O and get over to that big store on Broadway. Came over here by radar, we did at that point. My, my, what a crowd in this market. I'll bet they have everything here. I'll up to this clerk and ask him if he's got any nylons. Say, Dad, can you show me something in nylons?
Did you say nylons?
Yes, nylons.
Nylons? After the first of the year, Bud.
Frankie, ask him about the new washing machine.
Yeah, yeah, that's enough. How about the new washing machines, eh?
New washing machines?
Mm-hmm.
After the first of the year, Bud.
All he keeps saying is after the first of the year. What's the big idea?
Listen, Bud, don't you know there's a reconversion on?
Nice boy, isn't he? Come on, Junie, let's move along. Say, June, over there at the cigarette counter, you know who that is?
Sure, that's the famous columnist, Earl Wilson.
Hi, Earl. What are you doing? Buying some old golds, I hope?
Yeah, making a mass purchase. Say, I'm glad I bumped into you, Frankie. This will save me a trip to your studio.
Well, how do you mean, Earl?
Well, Frank, each year the American Newspaper Guild gives the Page One Award to people in every walk of life for some outstanding achievement. And you, Frankie, have been selected to receive one of these awards.
Well, it's wonderful, Earl, but gee, it's hard to picture you newspaper guy swooning.
Well, we think you sing all right, but this is for another reason.
Oh, I see. Have a cigarette, Earl.
Thanks.
Let me light it for you. You know, I got news for you, Earl. If you puff it a little, it helps get started. There.
Thanks. As I was saying, Frankie, we newspaper guys keep our typewriters and our hearts pretty much in tune with America. America is our beat.
America is your beat. Say, I like that, Earl.
Well, we get so that we can tell a sweet note from a sour note, too. And a mighty sour note in America is this racial and religious intolerance.
Yeah, you said it, Earl. There's plenty of work there for all of us.
What I'm driving at, Frankie, is this. For your work in fighting intolerance, we of the working press of the Newspaper Guild give you the Page One Award this year.
Well, Earl, this is one of the nicest things that's ever happened to me.
And, Frank, keep up the good work. And remember, the Newspaper Guild is solidly behind you.
Thank you, Earl, and thanks to the boys and girls of the Newspaper Guild.
Good luck, Frank. So long, Junie.
Bye, Earl.
So long, Dad. Say, what about that, huh?
You should be very proud, Frankie.
Proud? If you want me, you can reach me on Cloud 9.
Frankie, come on. We've got to get on with our shopping.
Oh, yes, I guess we do. Say, let's go into the music department here, Junie. By George, look at those accordions. Yes, sir, they got more silver on them than Roy Rogers' saddle. Look at this big one. Oh, 900 clams.
Frank, put that down. If you get caught in that thing, you'll be squeezed to death.
How am I doing, Junie?
Not half bad, Frankie.
Thought I was going to be lousy, didn't you? You know, I've only been playing the accordion this past year. It's only this past year that I got so I could lift it up. Every day, along about evening,
when the sunlight's beginning to fail. I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail.
Say, Junior, you're not even listening.
Here's something I'd like for Christmas, Frankie. A genuine guitar.
Oh, boy, here's where more of my old ukulele days come in handy. Simple, isn't it? Just like a little old uke with a middle-aged spread, of course.
We ought to tie a set of drums on behind you and rich you out as Frankie, the one-man band.
Say, is that a bad idea? How'd you like to be featured a vocalist with a one-man band?
No, thank you.
Why, we'd travel all over the country, gal, in a little Austin station wagon, singing the old songs like this.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the old folks are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the blue, while the birds make music all the day.
Say, you know, Junie, I think I'll buy this guitar.
Well, I see by the price tag, you can pay it for it in 52 weeks.
That's out. 52 weeks from now, I could be back with Dorsey, and you know what that would mean financially with me, kid. Say, Julie, look at this swell violin.
Oh, don't tell me you're a fiddler, too.
Please, please, madam. A violinist. Virtually a virtuoso. You know, this Stradivarius stuff is right up my alley. Why, when I was a kid, I used to go to bed with one of these things tucked under my chin. What a precocious child I was. Yes, sir, String Sinatra, they used to call me. Why, I could play anything with strings.
Well, how were you on your mother's apron?
Your father's mustache. Say, I can tell this is a new violin, too. It plays all the latest stuff.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go.
Hey, Julie, look. Hey, look, the floor walkers here in the music department are having a small Christmas jam session.
And get a load of those three characters beating time with their bubble gum.
The rest of the Pied Pipers. Hey, Al Hopper, what are you guys doing here?
Listen, we fall in here every chance we get. This outfit is terrific. Right now, they're modernizing Santa Claus' theme song.
Well, then, let's all hit the huddle here and help them get hip.
Jingle, jangle, jingle,
jangle,
dingle, dangle,
dingle,
dangle,
bing, bong,
bing, bong,
ding,
dong,
ding,
dong.
Santa Claus, hey, Santa Claus, when you start out to roam, don't leave a comb, it startles home, no hair upon his dome. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, unpack your Christmas box. And if you see some Bobby socks, don't fill them up with rocks. Santa Claus, hey, Santa Claus, across the roofs you dash. I wonder if your kids will have their fathers a white mustache.
Oh,
man, let's get out of this place before they throw us out. Come on, gang, we got to get back to the old gold show. I think I'd better phone Bill Lazar. Hello, Bill Lazar?
Who else?
Bill, we'll be back in 1 minute, old boy. Could you hold the folks with a snappy 1 minute story till we get there?
Hmm? Why, how opportune, Frank. I've got just the thing for this spot. Friends, what's the meaning of that popular slogan, "Why be irritated? Light an old gold." Why particularly an old gold? Well, I can tell you why in three words. Devotion to details. For in every detail of manufacture, Old Gold goes to extreme lengths to give you a superior cigarette. To be specific, in Old Golds you get not only a delicious blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more, an added detail, Latakia tobacco, for extra flavor and bouquet. And in Old Golds, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness.
Why, even the paper on Old Gold adds smoking comfort. For it's made from virgin pure flax in North Carolina, where with the aid of sparkling mountain spring water, the flax is converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. A great blend, plus Latakia, plus apple honey, plus virgin pure flax paper. Those are the specific details that give you that added plus in smoking pleasure. So, as we say, why be irritated? For real comfort and pleasure, light an Old Gold.
Well, here we are, back from doing our Christmas shopping early. After what I did to Jingle Bells, I should have done my Christmas shopping late, next June. That gave my amateur standing quite a jolt. Pipers, let's see how it feels to be back home with Stortle and his mighty professionals.
Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who she can be. Somebody loves me. I wish that I knew. Who she can be worries me. Every girl that dances by, I shout, hey, baby, you were meant to be my loving baby.
You were meant to be my baby.
Somebody loves me. I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Won't you believe me? Somebody loves me. I wonder who. I wonder who that baby can be.
She's a
killer, thriller. Somebody loves me. I wish that I knew. Who she can be worries me. For every girl who passes by, I shout, hey, baby,
hey, baby, baby, it's you.
You were meant to be my ever-loving baby.
Somebody loves me. I just wonder who.
During that trek down Santa Claus Lane, I forgot to ask you, honey, what's your little heart's desire for Christmas?
Well, now that you finally bring it up, I'd be very happy with a recording of you doing a medley of Christmas carols.
Well, cutie, you just dash out and get your Yuletide rayons, because we're going to fill them up for you right now.
Davis, while I was singing those carols, a couple of thoughts kept running through my head. Like, here it is only the 5th of December. Kind of early to be singing the Christmas carols. But then again, I thought, with all the special significance that Christmas had this year, it really isn't too early. Not a bit too early. You know, it's been many a century since a man called Jesus came into this world, and many a century since he died for this world. But it's been only a few months since a man called Johnny Doughboy died for this country. Tomorrow, let's all step out and get ourselves another victory bond. I kind of think that Johnny D would like us to do that. Well, getting back to our regular business, our vice president in charge of the stopwatch cues me that it's time to put your dreams away for another day. Wishing on a star never got you far. And so it's time to make a new
star. Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. And say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. Bill Lazar speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.